You're listening to The Way Out, creating financial freedom through network marketing with Andrew Logan. This podcast is your step-by-step guide to building and growing your own business and creating passive investment vehicles. If you crave legacy, wealth, and freedom, keep listening.
Hello and welcome to The Way Out podcast. Andrew Logan here. Great to be with you as always, Monday morning, talking about financial education, talking about financial freedom, the things that we can do to create more choice, more happiness, more freedom in our lives. It is episode 306 today. And as always, I hope you've had a great weekend. I hope you've had a great week. Now, let's jump into the podcast episode today because I want to talk about financial objections, essentially monetary objections. We all can struggle with objections. It's one of the most commonly asked questions. And we've done podcast episodes in the past really talking about the language, the scripting, templates and stuff that you can use. There's also videos on my YouTube. So if you haven't ever gone to my YouTube, go to andrewlogan.net/YouTube. That will take you to my YouTube channel. There is a ton of free training and education on there, and there's specifically training talking about objections and the language. But today I want to talk about something a little bit different to the language itself, because I really want to break into the mindset of the financial opportunity that we have, because, you know, as you know, mindset is key in everything. But in so many ways, so many of the objections that we face, we actually create ourselves, because people have, you know, people read our energy, and sales is a transfer of energy. And so when our energy isn't 100%, when we aren't in 100% belief and alignment with what we're doing and what we're saying, that's when objections really come up, because it's not really that the person doesn't agree with what you're saying. They don't agree with how you're saying it. And there's something in your energy, there's something in your words, your emotions, whatever it is, but they're picking up on it. And human beings are incredibly good at that gut feeling. You know, we all know just that gut feeling where, you know what, that person's saying something, but I just don't believe them. It just doesn't quite fit. And then that's when we start to come up with excuses, essentially. And the excuses are in the form of objections, but we're really just sitting there saying, look, I don't really believe what you're saying. Now, side note, this is why you always need to love the product that you represent, love the opportunity. And again, we talk about this all the time with people, you know, do you lead with the products? Do you lead with the business? How do you find, you know, great business builders? And I always say, well, I'd rather find someone who loves my products and teach them how to run a business than someone who just wants a business and, yeah, okay, whatever, I'll buy your products because I have to. That person isn't going to have success long term because they're inauthentic with what they're saying. And that change of, you know, that exchange of energy, that authenticity, all those things that are incredibly important in sales isn't there, and we can't fake it. So let's talk about financial objections and cost and opportunity, all those sort of, you know, the umbrella term of just financial objections at the moment. Because yes, if you listen to the media, if you read the articles, it is inflation, it is cost of living, it is interest rates, it is doom and gloom, it is recession. There's some countries that are officially, according to their government, in recessions, all those sorts of things. And I'm not saying that things aren't challenging for people at the moment. I'm not saying that, you know, every time I go and get fuel and every time I shop for food, yes, prices are increasing. There are inflationary things going on. However, that doesn't mean that people don't have money to spend. And this is the thing where if our belief is that no one can afford what I have, no one's going to want what I'm offering, then you're going to get a lot of financial objections, because people are going to feel that energy in the way you're talking. When you're talking about your financial opportunity, when you're talking about the cost of getting started, the cost of your products, etc., if you think, oh, you know, with everything I'm reading, with all that energy out there, no one's going to be interested in spending money, we have to fix that. And we have to get rid of it. And the way to do that is to, like, go outside and have a look. Because, you know, I'm not a government agency. I'm not sitting there looking at all the numbers and figures and all that kind of stuff. But I can just tell you, for everything we hear about people have no money, everywhere I go, people are spending money. Now, All of you who know me, you know I love sport, all that kind of stuff. Australia in the AFL, AFL is my sport. You know, it's the sport I grew up playing. If you don't know AFL, go onto YouTube and type AFL biggest hits or something and just have a look at how bonkers this sport is. Round one of the AFL was about a month ago. They had record-breaking crowds across the week. Like when they added up all the crowds of all the games of opening round, it was record-breaking. Now, we all know it's not that cheap to go watch a game. And then you've got accommodation. If you're traveling, you've got travel, either public transport or Ubers or parking. You've got stupidly overpriced food and beverages. It's going to cost you $17 for a week beer or something to sit there. It's going to cost you a fair amount of money to go to the game, which you can watch for free at home. Yet we still had record-breaking crowds. People were out there spending money. Despite all the talk in Australia of the economy and all that kind of stuff, people were out there spending money in record amounts. The Formula One that was just in Melbourne a couple of weeks ago, I don't particularly care for motorsport. You know, I much prefer ball sports over motorsports. But hey, you watch the sports news, you watch the headlines, all that kind of stuff. Again, record-breaking crowds. They had 500,000 people over the 4 days at the Formula One. That's like 125,000 people every single day over this 4 day event. Like, that is bonkers. People paying overpriced food, overpriced drinks, all that kind of stuff for something that they could potentially just watch at home. They are spending money. Now, that's just one small little snapshot. Sure, why not up here where we live? Now, we live up in a very touristy town. It's a very small, localized population, but there's lots of little, you know, tourist stores and knickknacks and cafes and restaurants and little cabins. It's a spectacularly beautiful part of the world. If you've ever seen like the views from our house and all that kind of stuff, absolutely beautiful part of the world. But there's no real sort of strong population. It's all tourism. Now, we've just had the Easter long weekend. It is school holidays at the moment. It is absolutely nuts. Our daughter works in one of the cafes in the village and she's working overtime. She's doing double shifts. Every time we go in just to grab a thing of milk from the shop or walk the dog or whatever, we cannot find a car park anywhere. There are cars parked all over the street. Like, it's absolutely packed and people are out there spending money. Now, again, that's just Australia. New Zealand. New Zealand is officially in a recession, a double dip recession, even officially, according to their government. We were over there 2 weeks ago for a wedding, as many of you would know, listening to the podcast. We were there for a great friend's wedding. I talked about it in depth 2 weeks ago. Now, we were on this little island off the coast of New Zealand. And again, there is nothing else to do there but go visit cafes, go visit wineries, you know, go to these cellar doors and go to beautiful restaurants. It is a very beautiful, amazing area. But it was all, you know, heavily tourism based on this island. And everywhere was packed. There was a group of us there for this wedding. But everywhere we went, every cafe was packed. Every restaurant was full. Every wine tasting cellar door was full. Everywhere was full. The airport was full. The ferry was full. This, you know, this whole island was just full of people. This is in a country that is apparently in a recession. Now, yes, I'm sure there are a lot of people really struggling, but there are also a lot of people out there spending money. And this is what we need to focus on. What we focus on expands. We need to look at, well, who are these people who are happy to go over to this island and spend the day, you know, eating beautiful food and drinking beautiful wine? They obviously have money to spend. What can I offer them? How can I adjust my offer? How can I reach out and connect with them? And again, that's just Australia. That's just New Zealand. Well, I was in America 2 months ago. I was in Las Vegas, like party capital of the world, right? The airport was full, the restaurants were full, everywhere we went was absolutely full. And again, we could just go on. We can get caught up in focusing on the negatives. When we really just break down this whole podcast episode, we can get caught up in all the noise, all the challenges. And I'm not saying it is easy. It's never easy for 100% of people. You know, whatever is going on in a country's economy, whatever is going on in a world's economy, it's going to benefit some people and it's really going to cripple and hurt other people. But we need to focus on what we have, how it helps people, and looking for the people who are saying, you know what, whatever it takes, I'm doing what it, you know, I'm going to change my life because I need to get out of this. There are people out there everywhere looking for change. You got people who are struggling financially, who are on their knees begging for a way to get themselves out of a financial situation. And you have people who are still saying, you know what? Yeah, it's the economy's doing this and this and that. But you know what? I'm still buying products of things that I like. I'm still doing things that I want to do. I still have money available. Those people, both parties, are going to want what you have. You have a product opportunity. You have a financial opportunity. You have the ability to help people with whatever they want. We just need to clear the noise in our own heads sometimes. Because if you're sitting there saying, no one's going to want my product, no one's going to want this because of the economy, yes, it's going to be really, really tough. But if you sit there and say, you know what? I'm not worried about the economy because I'm creating my own economy. I'm going to make sure that I create my own economy where I'm immune from the winds, immune from what's going on out there, and I'm going to change my life, and I'm going to show all these people that are willing to make the change, that are happy to do whatever it takes. When you do that, your price objections will go away. People will say, look, it's expensive right now or whatever, but let's figure out a plan. I'm going to do it, because they'll see that energy. They'll still see it as the same price, but they'll see a different energy in you. They'll see a different excitement level in you. They'll see a different passion level in you. They'll see a different professionalism level in you, and then sit there and say, okay, yep, I am going to do this. I'm going to take the plunge. I'm going to do this, and I'm going to change my life as well. And again, whether that's with your products, whether that's with your system, whether that's with your business financial opportunity. But so many objections are going to come from looking inside. We need to look inside at our own energy, how we're connecting with people, what we're saying. And once that changes, it's not that people won't say no. It's not that you're going to get 100% yeses, but you stop getting those objections that are slowing you down. You stop getting those objections that are holding you back. You get a clear yes or no, and we move on. And, you know, no's, yes, we prefer yeses, but at least a clear no. Right, cool, I can get on with my life. It's those flaky objections. It's those people who run us around in circles. It's those people who are so close, and then they step back, and then they're so close, and then they step back. Those people are the ones that waste so much of our time, and those are the ones that make us want to quit. At least when we're passionate, 100% and dedicated, it's a clear yes, it's a clear no, and we move on with our life either way. Either we're happy we get a sale, or we're happy that that person gave us a direct answer and we go on to the next person. So always look in, always focus in on our mindset first, always give ourselves that little checkup from the neck up. I hope you got value out of today's episode. As always, I appreciate having you on the podcast. If you're getting value, don't forget the best thing that you can do is to take a screenshot on your device, pop it up in your stories, tag me. I'm at Andrew James Logan. Let me know what you're getting out of the podcast episode and we can have a chat. And I will see you for another podcast episode next week. Catch you then.
Thanks for listening to The Way Out, Creating Financial Freedom Through Network Marketing. Connect with Andrew on Instagram and Facebook at Andrew James Logan. For your 7-step system to financial freedom and other tools and resources to help you grow your business fast, go to www.andrewlogan.net. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a 5-star review. Until next time, keep moving forward.